AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama is defending the nuclear agreement with Iran as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and vows that the U.S. will stand in defense of Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Obama argues the risks of a deal are far outweighed by potential gains if it deters Iran's nuclear weapons aspirations. Speaking to the New York Times, the president says the U.S. has superior military power and can protect its security interests and Israel's military advantage. Critics are skeptical. This is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS's Face the Nation.
His foreign policy has failed on multiple fronts. Nobody in the region trusts him. The Iranians do not fear or respect him.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Indiana tourism agencies are rolling out campaigns emphasizing that everyone is welcome. Chris Gall is the vice president of Visit Indy.
Visitors who arrive at our airport will immediately see giant signage proudly saying, Indy welcomes all. Then into our taxi cabs where our drivers have buttons and T-shirts proudly saying, Indy welcomes all.
The state's image has suffered a backlash over its religious freedom law. A similar bill has been introduced in Louisiana. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
You're now raising issues regarding federal employment laws and benefit laws. Let me look at the details of the bill. I am in general, though, very supportive of defending religious liberty. And I think we can do that without condoning discrimination.
A Nevada man was killed when he was hit by an off-road vehicle during a Utah event featuring an extreme form of driving known as rock crawling. The San Juan County Sheriff's Office says the man was photographing the competition when a four-wheel drive vehicle went off a jump and hit him. This is AP Radio News. The second game of the women's NCAA Final Four is being played in Tampa. Number one UConn is playing University of Maryland. In the first game, Notre Dame beat South Carolina 66-65. Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw says the Irish tried nearly every defense against South Carolina.
They still did a really great job of scoring against us, but we went triangle two, we went box and one, we went 1-2-2, played a couple possessions of man-to-man, played a little 2-3. I mean, we're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at them, trying to figure out a way to stop them.
South Carolina coach Dawn Staley says Notre Dame made clutch plays when it counted.
I thought our team did what they had to do, put themselves in a position to win the game. Fortunately for us, it came down to, them making a play when they needed to make a play, and we didn't.
The women's championship game is Tuesday night, the men's game Monday night. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.